This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. U.S. fresh potato producers will be watching very closely tomorrow when the Mexico Supreme Court votes on a draft ruling that could open the door for our potato industry. National Potato Council CEO Cam Quarles says Mexico does allow fresh potatoes into a limited area, but that only covers roughly 26 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
There's no scientific reason why that 26-kilometer area exists. It was really a way for, I think the officials at the time to say, we're dealing with this very difficult trade issue with the United States, but we're also protecting our industry from the competition that they fear.
But Quarles says only a small percentage of Mexico's population lives in that area.
What obviously we want the ability to do is sell to the big population center. So, you know, to be able to ship U.S. potatoes to Mexico City and all the big population centers within the country, I mean, that's the goal.
Economically, Quarles says a positive vote would be huge.
We think conservatively, once all of the pieces are put in place to allow us to export, could very easily be, right now it's about a $225 million a year market. We think it could easily double with fresh access to Mexico.
Listen tomorrow for more on this vote and what Quarles thinks are the chances of it being approved.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.